I think we've got this topic covered very well. And Jordan, let me kick it up. Why don't you kick it off? Take us back a few years, and what was the primary impetus to start this whole program?
Sure. Following the financial crisis and the Madoff scandal, the commission had to rethink how we did business. And one of the key takeaways was that the status quo wasn't working, and that we would only be effective in policing the marketplace if we had the assistance of knowledgeable individuals and responsible organizations. And coming from that, there were two programs that came out of that. It was the SEC Cooperation Program, which provided incentives for entities and individuals to assist the SEC and self-report. Often they had some level of culpability. And then the whistleblower program, where you can have some culpability to no culpability and participate in the program. In many ways, securities and corporate scandals are like bank robberies. They're rarely one-man jobs, and they're almost always witnesses. The challenge that we were asked to sort as a team early on was simply the question of why aren't knowledgeable people reporting, and how can we encourage more people to report? And what we came to were three key pillars. One was the ability to report anonymously, because many whistleblowers are concerned about retaliation and blacklisting, and it's hard to do that if people don't know who you are. The second key component was to have more robust employment protections. And the last thing, of course, and the thing that the press likes to write about, are the opportunity to receive monetary awards.